Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you ever have like a sexy pen?
Oh, like a...
Yeah. Like, that's your pen.
It writes lovely.
She's smooth.
Yeah.
But black, always.
I like a blue.
Of course you like a blue pen.
Fuck off, Carla. What's wrong with a blue pen?
Like, you couldn't be more basic.
What?
Blue, Jen. Come on.
Apparently it's good manners to write in blue. Like, especially on cards and stuff. I'm just a fucking nice person, okay, Carla. Right. Get over it. Hello, and you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Riffin Edge.
What?
Just said it backwards. You know what you say? Fiona and a spark sometimes. What are you? Rackley.
Am I Rackley?
You're Rackley.
Oh, shit. I don't like that. Okay. I don't like that.
You can be Carla then.
No, I'm Rackley now. No, Chris and me, I'm done. I'm done.
This week, we're going to be talking about shit Christmas presents.
What's wrong with us? It's not our podcast. We can do what we want.
We can do what we want.
It's our
podcast, not yours.
Not yours. Look, I have a few things that I want to say to you, right? Okay, first of all, how he is to all the new patrons.
Oh, how he is, yeah.
Me and Jen were like, hit a milestone. And they were like, shit, we're just about to hit another milestone.
Yeah, it's great.
That was like 2 weeks ago. So hello to the near 100 of you that have just signed up.
We're delighted to have you.
Yeah, heavy is like you've got a lot of content to go back on. And if you're not a patron and you're thinking about it, Now's the time. You've got a bit of time over Christmas. Things are slowing down. You know you're going to be fuck bored of your family by Stephen's Day.
It's going to be, you know, the week of Sundays.
They call it Boxing Day for a reason. Don't give your kids a box.
Fucking hell.
So now is the time.
Yeah.
Season's greetings and all of that jazz. And then also, you know, start yourself off fresh. Let me and Jen vent to you for random episodes featuring Ick Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
We have
Jason Derulo,
which is Jen, like Jen loves that episode. Crisps, which is a banger for me. We've got Mad Crack over there. I don't feel like I'm selling it to you. It is really good.
Somebody actually commented on it the other day and they were like, oh my god, I have 27 episodes to go back on. It's actually 27 plus 11. Because we have our end of month episodes on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So there you go.
It's actually loads.
There's loads there. So get stuck in. It's a lot of time and effort that we put in there. And the crack is there. We're a little bit looser. A little bit loose.
Yeah.
And also this year we've got big plans. So yous will have the first dibs, first exclusives to everything that we're at. Second of all, thanks Mill for all the interaction on the Instagram.
Yeah, it's like a second job for Carla.
It's like a
fair play to you.
It's like a fourth job for me. I was like, one, two, yeah. No, it's like my fourth job. It's my other child. But I do have to say something.
Oh.
I would like to say something. We're a judgment free zone here. When you're posting in anonymous, which, by the way, it's always fucking anonymous. You don't have to keep writing. Keep fucking anonymous. You're going to be anonymous. I don't really care. I don't care if you want to, like, rebuttal that. I'm not going to rebuttal with you. It's an anonymous post.
Hmm.
If you want to judge someone for doing a few lines on Christmas Eve, then that's fine. But I'm just not going to get into it, would you?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like, I'm just not. Like, it's just not a thing that I'm going to do. I'm not being rude by giving you the scene, but like I'm just not really gonna, like, I don't care what that anonymous listener did.
Yeah.
Actually, love her story. Or his story.
It's like when I post about one of my friends on Instagram and somebody texts me and they're like, oh, I don't like them. I'm like, I'm not going to have a debate with you.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm literally not here to like judge this person. In fact, I find it quite gas.
They're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, do you know? So I'm like,
see, this is the thing. We're like your call out page. We're going to treat like one.
Literally. And they're like, right. Oh my God, I can't.
Be you.
Or like there was one and they were like, sorry, that's child abuse. Take it up with the fucking, I don't know, take it up with somebody else. Don't take it up with me. I don't care. It's a fucking anonymous story. Like, whatever. Pretend you read it in a magazine. I don't know. But I just thought that I would say that as well. Because I feel you. These things can...
We've all been horrible humans at one point as well.
And it's a bit of crack.
Yeah, it is.
Do you know what I mean? It's a bit of crack. Girls and boys.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? So yeah, shit. But I did also say good Xmas gifts because I just thought we have to be positive in some at some point in our lives. We do have to, you know, uplift. So we asked you guys what the crack was. Jen, tell us something that stands out because I feel like that's the issue, isn't it? Trying to find something that like really you're like, oh, that was the gift.
So, as a kid, like as in Sandy.
It can be Jen, I'm giving you free rein.
I am, yeah, I suppose it's my podcast as well. I can say what I want. Right, well, the one that stands out, it was a Santa present because I wasn't expecting it, and I've said this before, I think. It was a pair of FX1 that I didn't ask for.
What happened that year?
I don't know. I just remember because I said this before, I don't particularly remember being very good that year.
Yeah.
I couldn't fucking believe that I was after getting FX1 as a surprise.
My thing is, right, were they on the lock? But like, you don't go, because I'm thinking if I had kids, right, I'm the exact kind of person, because I do it for myself all the time. Like, if I'm a bit pissed at home, I buy things.
Yeah.
Or if I'm really tired, I'll buy things. And it turns out it's a sign of bad mental health, which we're not really shocked about. We're not really shocked about over here. But I can be I'll be like, you know, she's been a very good girl.
On a few cans.
I'd be like, she's been very good. PS5 in the bag.
Yeah.
And then the next day I'd be like, oh.
Oh, that's true. I never thought. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, a bit of an epiphany going on here.
That's what I mean.
I never think of me, Matt.
What happened?
Yeah.
Like, what was the thought? That's what I'm like, what got them to that stage where they were like, do you know what? Fuck the loss. Let's just go absolutely rash around the children this year.
Yeah, I actually don't know. Now, I will say, me and my best friend got very similar things every year. Ooh. So I don't know whether it was there a discussion had between the rents. And it was like, well, she's getting them, so... We kind of, like, because we were so close, we spent every waking minute together, like, as best friends.
Yeah.
They probably did have a conversation and they were like, we need to kind of get some similar stuff so that they don't feel left out or...
Yeah. You know. Oh, so they could go together.
Yeah.
That's so fucking cute.
You know what I mean? Like, we were fucking twins or something.
Oh, you know? Jen, that's so cute.
Because I remember one year as well, we got these prams and they were identical. Now, you can tell, like, looking back now, I can tell it was a bundle. You know, you got the cot, you got the pram. I can still picture the pram. It was unreal. It was like a little mini silver cross thing. And we got the exact same things that year. And then we did ask them years later. We were like, did you discuss that? Like, did you come up with a plan to get the same thing? And they actually said no.
Oh.
But I think nearly every little girl probably got the same thing every year. Like, it was like, you remember the Elsa doll?
Yeah, I get you.
It was probably one of those things where nearly every little girl got...
Oh, we didn't really have a lot back then, did we?
Yeah. No, it was... But it was toys. That's what it was.
I know. I was only talking to my friend about this earlier on because I was like, oh, are you so excited? She has a little boy who's 8 and a little girl who's 9. And I was like, are you buzzing? She's like, no. And I was like, why? And she was like, because it's little expensive things this year rather than... And she was like, when they're kids, you like flood the gaff with toys and it looks like a mountain.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? And I was like, yeah, I suppose. And she was like, so... She was like, they kind of don't get the value because they don't really get money yet. But you're also like, that's around a fucking whatever amount of quid of stuff that's there. That's a lot of kit there.
I know. I can even see it with my nephews because like my nephew's getting a bit older now and he'd prefer the cash. Do you know what I mean?
And it's such a thankless gift.
I know. No, it's great now because Bobby's here. We have the magic back. But it was, oh, sorry, earmuffs on this one. I'll put a warning in the description.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah.
Reading it. But it's just like, you're kind of giving it to him. And I even said it to him last year. I was just like, listen, you're at the age. Christmas is going to be a bit shit now. But it's because Bobby is here now, the magic is kind of back. And he still doesn't know, like, what it is. Like, he'll see a picture of Santa and he'll know that that's ho-ho-ho. But he obviously doesn't get the...
Ho-ho-ho.
Yeah, where's ho-ho-ho in any way? Like that. It's very cute, but he obviously hasn't got a clue that, the you know, this thing happens on the 25th of December or whatever. So I'm really looking forward to the next couple of years. But it's really sad that it's only a couple of years.
Ah, you get 10 out of them.
But I mean,
well, oh, for like the toy, the flooding of the toy. You know what I mean? The toy floods, yeah.
Yeah, like the slides and the trampolines and, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. So I'm, but we have the magic back, so.
That is, yeah, the magic is well and truly gone for me, which is,
I know, Christmas is a bit shit when you're older. Like,
it's just like,
what was your standout present of the years?
I think I talked about this before, but it was the year, and I don't know, like, it literally, it's ingrained into my mind. It was the year that I got the Ministry of Sound, fucking CD player.
Okay.
With the two huge speakers.
Oh, like a big 80s boombox sort of.
Like, it was fucking sexy is what it was. I think it was 2004. I was around 14. But my sister had asked for an iPod and they got me the iPod as well.
Oh.
And I nearly fell off the fucking deck. I remember I was just like, surely not.
Yeah.
Like, I could not get it. And Amy was sickened. I was like,
no, you still want.
But I remember being like, nah, hardly, because I'm the kind of person that, like, if my parents decided that they wanted to spend a grand or £10,000 on my sister, I wouldn't really care. But it's not the same way around.
Oh gosh.
It's a match for match. Like, my dad is still literally being like, oh well, I've spent whatever more on your sister. I'm like, I'm not 10. Like, I don't care. Like, you're getting me the one thing I want. I truly don't give a fuck. And I know I'm a nightmare to buy for, as everybody knows. I'm a nightmare to buy for, because if I want something,
you just buy it yourself.
I buy it. So I don't really have a wish list, because I purchase everything off my wish list. Because I am really bad, but I just can't control myself. But I remember that year just being like, how do I... Like, Dee must have been on the wine. Like, there's something happened there. Did she go into town? Because you could only buy them in town, I think. I can't remember where you could buy them.
It was quite, yeah.
Was it that app CompuB or something store? There was something in there. You could only buy them in town. And they were really hard to get because it was the year that they came out, I'm pretty sure. The minis, the coloured minis. And she must have been on the Vino.
Oh, the iPod Nano.
No, not Nano, Mini. Do you remember the Mini? They were old. They were like chock-a-block yolks.
All right.
They were proper, like, chunky. And they had that, like, that metal on the front. And the metal was the colour. Very sleek, very nice.
I had an iPad Nano. I think I still have it.
Oh my god, Nanos were after that. And then I remember my sister got a pink Nano, I think, when I was around 17. But I kept my little chunk, and then I got the big fat one, you know, the big...
Yeah, like an iPhone.
Yeah. But yeah, so I remember it was just something had to happen there. And it's only now as I get older that I'm like, what went off in their head? They're after going and spending... Because that Ministry of Sound one was expensive. Because I remember seeing it in the catalogue and being like, oh my God, will I get away with it? Will I ask for it? Oh God, will I? Oh.
Yeah.
You know?
Will I chance me here?
Will I chance me here? I just say, that's all I want. Yeah. I don't want anything else. Even though you get it from me every year.
Yeah.
But it was weird because and still to this day, my parents, they're so cute. You know, everyone comes over and they set up the chairs. So like Amy always has one chair and I have the other chair and they put all our presents on the chairs.
Ah.
So I always have the couch and Amy always has the armchair. Ah. Yeah. So they still do that to this day.
Do they?
Yeah. God bless them.
Will Doff come over now? And
yeah, she comes over every Christmas morning. Yeah, absolutely. We all have to sit like an awkward little family.
Lovely.
Not really, but like, I mean, we make do. We just have to do it. Sometimes you just have to put your fucking parents in a room and be like, sort it out.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to. Oh no, they're fine. They're fine. They're friends.
They're amicable.
Oh, they're friends. But it is just fucking hella awkward. Because my dad cleans for like 2.5 hours before she comes over every year.
Oh god, right, okay.
And I'm like, she knows this place. She knows you. She was married to you for a very long time. She knows you. Don't give a fuck. So I remember that was that thing because it was wrapped. So it wasn't on the couch.
Okay.
And I remember being like, that couldn't be for me. I remember she like handed me and it was wrapped and I was like, the fuck is this? We don't do wrapped gifts because we don't do wrapping, do you know? And I wrap my gifts in newspaper now.
Yeah.
Because it's just better for the environment. And I truly hate wrapping paper. But you know, when you're just out, I was shocked. So yeah, I must ask her this year, actually. Somebody remind me, I'll ask her this year. What did come over you? Were you out in the lock?
Yeah.
What had, just tell me.
See, I'd ask me, man, she'd say, I don't know. I just forget. She won't remember that. Like,
yeah, true. She probably won't remember.
She had a lot of years of playing Sandy, like.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, it's a lot.
You know?
It's a lot. So yeah, that was my big standout. Worst present, as we all know.
Your scarf.
Was my scarf. Was that on the Patreon episode? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one? Was it the ick one? It was the ick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the ick part two. Big long-winded story. Essentially, I got a scarf. I'm not going to rehash it out. It was a scarf and it was from my fella. And
he was very proud of himself.
He was so proud of himself and I was...
disgusted.
Absolutely disgusted. Because it just didn't make sense to me. What about you?
My worst, I don't really think.
Come on, Jen.
I've been racking my brain because I knew we were going to be recording this evening. And I was like, I cannot think of. Like, there's been like little shit once that I've been like.
Yeah, I know. And you're like, okay. Why did you think I'd want that?
Yeah, because this one I mentioned before, but it was just like a little side present. It was a card of earrings that Adam got me from Claire's.
Oh, yeah, the Claire's ones. Oh.
It was like a card of 15 earrings. Yeah. And there was like neon ones on it.
Yeah.
Little skulls. Something that you'd buy for a 12-year-old. And I was like, he panicked there. She's a girl. Claire's is for girls. She has holes in her ears. Boom. Sorted.
Oh.
Do you know, but it's not even the thing that he gets or and like that, because obviously I'm doing the advent calendar now and, you know, like he's getting loads of praise.
Sorry, he is smashing it.
He's smashing it. Now, some of them, he has admitted, he was like, listen, I just went in and cleared the fucking shelves out of deals. Like, some of the days are just, you know, candy canes and fucking
but
all
I
kinds or whatever.
Like that.
Yeah, no, it's cute, you know what I mean? He just got little bits. That's all I wanted.
That's the whole point.
For the bit of crack. Like, he's getting a lot of credit, but there are times where I'm just like, and it's not that I don't appreciate it or anything, like, it's not a big deal. It's just kind of like, I feel like you don't know me. It's that feeling,
that was me with the scarf. I was like, don't mind, do I mean nothing to you?
Yeah, we're here.
You know I'm really warm all the time. You know I hate scarves.
It's more so the thing of like, how long have we been together? Like, you know, like, you should just think a bit more. Do you know what I mean?
My thing is that, like, and I've said this before, but I could never stop buying for that man.
Yeah.
Could never stop buying for my dad. I could never stop buying for a lot of people. I am a good gift giver.
Mm-hmm.
I know I am. I can be shit, but I am 95% of the time I'm good because I remember things.
This is my sister's a bit like that. She remembers
and you'd be like, oh my God. And you're like, yeah, because whatever. And they're like, oh my God. And that's what like bowls you over, because you're like, oh.
And so thoughtful.
Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, I can't believe you remember that, or you thought of that, or whatever else like that. But it is that kind of thing where it's like, you don't fucking know me.
Yeah, I know. That's what it is for me. That's what it is.
For me, it's just really difficult.
For me.
You being know. With somebody means such a fucking long amount of time for them to come buy me fucking earrings.
So when you see little bits like that, it's just like, oh, like I'd rather the €2, to be honest with you, do you know?
This is the thing.
A couple of years ago, a year or two ago, I asked him for a car radio. And he got me the completely wrong car radio.
Oh, yeah, that.
And that was me
that
big
would
present.
Fuck me off. Yeah, that would really piss me off. Yeah, that would be a year where they'd get the cold shoulder. And then, you know, when you'd have one too many drinks over Christmas, well, the fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, come out of me then.
I was kind of going, why would you not research this? Why do this? What is the point of this? Do you know? And then it sat there for 2 years and then I sold it on Done Deal for £50. And I still don't have a proper radio in my car.
But I'm like, did you just panic or did you just...
As in the words of Greg, what was your thought process behind that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you just explain it to me?
Yeah.
But this... Oh, I don't know. I honestly don't know with them sometimes.
Mm.
But that is... I actually asked Tom about the 12 Days of Christmas. Remember your suggestion?
Oh, yeah.
About getting him to do 12 Days of Christmas. Yeah. And he said he didn't have enough time to prepare.
Okay.
He actually got real nervous about it. I was like, okay, no sweat. It was just a suggestion. Chill out. And he was like, no, oh my God, no. And it'd be on your Instagram. No, I couldn't. No, I'd need time. I'll do it next year.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I was going to say next year.
Fucking chill out, mate.
He has like 1 month. He can do one a month from Jan.
I was just like, chill the fuck out. Like, it doesn't have to be the most, like, it can be a bit of crack.
Yeah.
But then Tom would overthink the crack, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I even say.
Because actually a few people got the idea of doing advent calendars for their partners from when I was doing it. And it was great because they were messaging me and they were like, oh, I have it done, but like, what do I do now? And I was like, get a little Rubik's Cube. Yeah. Get a little, what do fellas like gadgets? Get him a fucking Swiss Army knife for his keyring. Like, he'd be delighted with himself. A little mini gin, do you know?
Yeah.
Stuff
anti-touch
like that.
Anti-touch keys as well. Anti-touch keys.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, you know, little bits. So, if there's a few people doing it this year. They haven't sent me pictures and I asked them to.
Well, that's rude, isn't it?
Oh, no.
If you get any, pop it up on the
page. I'd like to see it. I just think it's nice. And then he was saying next year we'll build one for Bobby as well. And we can,
oh, stop. Yeah. That would be too fucking cute.
Yeah, imagine him.
Oh, my God, he'd die.
Yeah.
He would just be like passed out. But then you need to be careful with the sugar and all that other kind of crack at what time you're doing it on some of the things.
I know. Like in the morning. And it wouldn't be probably consumables. At the moment he has two Milky Bar ones. My mum and my sister got one. And he gets two Milky Bar sweets now. In his
event for fuck's sake, he's like a little terrorist.
He's the type of child, like, he can't speak yet. But when he gets excited, he goes... You actually don't know what's going on, and then when he sees the advent calendars,
that's terrifying.
Yeah, that is nice though.
Yeah, look at you. You're like, oh, it's so cute. I wish I had that feeling. Just really don't. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the gift. Have you seen? I have to put it up. Have you seen my gift?
No.
Did I show it to you?
What do you mean,
lads? The gift this year, right, from Tom.
All right.
I haven't a fucking clue what it is. It's this huge sack underneath the tree or beside the tree because it couldn't fit underneath the tree.
Oh.
Yeah, like the door can barely open because it's. But I have no fucking idea what it is. I'll put it up on the Instagram.
Something so big.
Yeah, but I don't know what the fuck it is. I have two ideas of what it might be. I think. But I don't know if I should say it. And then if it's not, because I'd be really happy with either. And then if it's not it, I'd be like, oh, that's so funny.
You don't have to say it. This is on the audio.
What do you mean?
You don't have to, like, you don't have to admit if you're wrong. It's our fucking podcast.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot that. Yeah, very true. So I'm just like, I think, okay, so I really want a tabletop mixer.
A tabletop
mixer, guys. That's what I really, this is what I mean when you're the girl who has everything, and I truly have everything, you start wanting other shit.
Start reaching.
I really want a tabletop mixer.
What is that?
To, like, make bread and bake. So baking, I'm really shit at baking, but it's something that I really enjoy.
Like a KitchenAid sort of thing.
Like a tabletop, like, so you can plonk it there. They're really big. So that's another thing that I don't think he would have got it from me, because he was like, no, please wait until we have our own house. I'm not fucking, there's so much gadgets in this fucking gaff as is.
Yeah.
There's four adults living here. We've no room to do fucking anything.
Mm.
And your fucking studio at the moment looks like half warehouse, half.
It does, yeah.
It's very all over the gaff. He was like, just please, let's just stop getting things.
He's far too much access to Amazon and AliExpress. Like.
Yeah, no.
There's a lot of gadgets.
There's just a lot of shit going on. So I think it might be that. Or possibly, and again, I would be over the fucking moon. I would be wild. Or I think he possibly, this only popped up the other day, might have got me the double air fryer, the Ninja, Air Ninja, double air fryer.
Okay.
I would just be so happy.
This reminds me of the year that I asked Adam for a steam mop.
I would just be so happy. Like, you've no idea. Like, these things, practical gifts.
Yeah.
I'm fucking all over it. Something that I can use. Yes.
I was fucking
sexy.
Dying, actually, the year that I asked Adam for a steam mop, right? We didn't have much money, so it was just a little. What's that called? The door devil? Really cheap.
Oh, yeah.
I broke it in three fucking days. Like,
but you loved it for those 3 days.
I loved it for those 3 days. It was handy. So I got that. We were living in our house then. But when I go, we go and visit family. Well, usually, not this year, but usually. And my cousins, there's three of them. Their surname is Carney. We call them the Carneyashians because they just had. They're like that. They always had the latest iPhones.
I hate them fucking neighbours.
They always look unreal. Their hair is like natural down to their holes. Like, don't need extensions. They're always just so stylish. They have
fucking
everything. Do you know what I mean? They have like, they just remind you of the Kardashians. But I remember one year, I don't know what one of the girls was after getting off one of our fellas. It was something really fucking trendy anyway, you can be guaranteed that. Mm-hmm. And they were like, what did Adam get you? And it was like, steam up. And I could just see the fucking faces of them. And I was like, you will never understand how much I appreciate that steam up.
But that's this is what I mean about, like, get me things that I fucking want.
Yeah.
Like, me, Tom, and my sister this year, again, because we're saving for the gaff, and I was like, I'm fucking, like, if my sister had my wallet, Jesus Christ, I'd be in the minuses.
Yeah.
Wild. Like, she's just like, now we have to do this, 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 and this. I'm like, But this year we were just like, right, between the three of us, we're just going to do a 20 euro gift, and that's it.
Nice.
And it's perfect. So I know what I'm getting. I've asked for 2 bottles of Rescue Remedy.
Nice.
Because it's something that I hate buying for myself. It's 12 quid a bottle. Do you know? It fucking pissed me off. So she got 2 on a deal or something like that. Is it perfect? I forget what Tom asked for. He asked for something. And then she asked for dry shampoo, the Moroccan oil one.
Yeah.
Again, something that she doesn't want to buy for herself. You know them shit. Yeah, you know those things you're like, I'm not spending 20 quid on that. So that's what we've all gotten for each other.
Nice.
And I got her a bottle of Nioxin shampoo.
Yeah.
You know? And this is what I mean. And every year, like, my mum fucking, this is what pissed me off again. Like, Ray came in to me, he was like, honey, I just want to make sure that I get you a few more bits. So can you just pick up some stuff for yourself? Oh, just fucking no.
I know. Like,
just
yeah.
get, like, no. No.
No.
There's stuff I want, but I'm done now. I've stopped thinking about it. I have to pick up. I've still to fucking, like, lads, it's what? It's the week before Christmas. I still have to pick up Tom's present from my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Tom's present from Ray. He has some of it, but he wants to get him more things because this is my family, more is more.
Mm.
My own present from my mother and my own present, my other present from Ray. Fucking, I have 4 big presents that I've still to buy and I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to buy. Yeah. I hate it.
Just ask for cash for and put it towards your new house.
See, my thing is with cash is that, like, and I don't be, you know, when you're like, it just, that cash, I'll fucking drink it. Or do you know?
No, but this, no. That's one thing I'll never do. If I'm given cash, that goes in a separate purse.
No, I drink it.
And I end up...
Every fucking year
I make
drink
sure
it.
That I spend something... I spend it on something that I will get really... If it will run out, I'll get really good use out of. Or something sentimental that I'll always have. And I'll be like, oh yeah, such and such bought me that. Do you know?
Yeah.
I always do it.
That's clever.
Mm.
Maybe I should do that.
Like, I've 20 quid that my granddad gave me. The last Christmas present he ever gave me, and that's going into my savings for me. I still have the exact note that he gave me, like.
Oh, that's so fucking cute.
No, maybe I just think it's a nice, and then obviously it was my birthday recently, and my mum gave me quid for it, and that's in a separate purse. I haven't gone near it. That'll probably go on Botox. Thanks, Sheila. Do you know?
Oh, you're so clever. See, it's all those things that I never want to buy for myself.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to it, I'm like, oh, right, and then I have to pay for this, do you know?
Yeah.
And then I always feel like I'm like, oh yeah, I'm doing well with money, and then all of a sudden something will come up and I'll be like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
Like, November is always such a piss take of a month for me because it's Tom's birthday and it's also my mate's birthday, and everything just seems to happen in November for some reason. So it's just always a ball ache of a month.
Yeah. I always have months. October is my month like that, but it's more so because it's like car tax. Car insurance.
My friend made a really good point, and this is actually a clever little thing as well. If you're unhappy with where, if you know the way sometimes everything happens at once.
Yeah.
So I remember, I think she got her house and her car, something like that. It all happened very quickly. And something else in her car insurance and all that other crack. So now what she's done to offset that is she just got 6 months insurance. So now the next time it's renewed, she'll buy a year.
Yeah.
So it brings her from November to May. So now she'll buy the year in May. So that's separate now.
Oh, cool.
So because before she was like, it was such a ball, like everything came in. I think July was her month. She was like, everything used to come out in July.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever. And she was like, so now she split it that way. So that's a...
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And she was like, I'll just take the hit. I think it's what, like 20 euro extra or something, or, you know, the way it's...
Yeah.
And she was like, look, I'll lose 20 euro, but...
Yeah,
I've just offset it.
I did do that before, but I think something happened with the NCT and they changed the date on it or something. Or I got extra or I got less because of fucking, I don't know, something happened. But it was separate and then it all ended up being lumped in together for some fucking reason. Like,
are you an all-in-oneer or are you a direct debitor?
I'm a direct debitor with the insurance, but tax, I paid the full year.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay.
Let's get into the messages, shall we?
Why not?
Why not? Let's do it.
I fucking knew it.
We've come to that point. Mm-hmm. I have one here. I'm going to go through the box. You go through the DMs.
Do you know what I was going to say? I love the way every single time I have one here. I have one here.
Oh,
I have
yeah,
one
yeah.
here. I have one here.
I know, but it's to differentiate like something
that we're saying versus. Yeah. Yes,
that's sorry about that. My cousin bought me a dog blanket. I didn't even have a dog at the time.
That's just rude.
I don't think they might have realised. They're probably just like, yeah, forget Grant.
Yeah, I need more context to that. Mm. That could just be, that's rude.
Was it a bloke? Was it my bloke?
Yeah. Did this, was it Adam? Is your cousin Adam? I've a couple of years back, my sister with her now husband moved back in with me and our parents to save for our house. Ooh, she moved back in the January, so she brought all the presents she had gotten for Xmas and left them in storage under the stairs. The space was tight. Anyway, amongst the presents, there was a really lovely expensive perfume cream set that she had gotten. I can't remember the name. Come February, I noticed she hadn't opened it. I decided to open it on the sly and tried some of the cream and the perfume. It was so nice that over the next 10 months, I continued to use it on the sly. That December, I get an Xmas present from my sister and guess what it is? The set I'd been using for the whole year, which was now practically empty.
Oh.
Well, to be honest, deserved.
I love it.
Deserved. Mm. But also, at least it was for you.
Yeah.
Like, at least it was for you.
I love it.
Yeah, very good.
Exactly. Horrible jewellery I never wore apart from with him, necklace and bracelet, but rank. That's the thing, isn't it? If it, like, you don't offend somebody if they get you something rank, so you just kind of wear it with them.
Oh, like, shitty jewellery, lads. Fucking hell. You know how I feel about shitty jewellery.
I barely wear jewellery.
Do you know, I love the Betty and Biddy stuff.
Mm.
Shout out Betty and Biddy. The stuff is fucking unbelievable. The gold doesn't tarnish and it's just lovely stuff.
Mm.
And that's enough for me.
Yeah,
you know, and I fling on the necklaces the odd time and I love wearing earrings. Earrings is like,
yeah, earrings is my thing, and a nice little chain now and again, but I can't be doing it with bangles. And
if somebody showed up with a Lynx or a Pandora, I'd honestly, I'd scream. Yeah. I would scream so much into the void.
I know a lot of people who have Pandoras and they're very sentimental to them because of the charms that you can buy and stuff. Mm. It's not for me.
Look, not everybody wants a fucking air fryer or a fucking tabletop mixer,
but
at the same time, maybe you'd scream into the void. I don't know what it is with me and jewellery. The only jewellery I want is jewellery that I get for myself or... Mm. No, that's no. Just honestly, I don't want anybody picking jewellery for me. I just fucking hate it. I hate it so much.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So that's how I feel. Those are my feelings. An ex bought me earmuffs with earphones inside the earmuffs 1 year for walks with my dog. Thoughtful. He also bought me headphones. You know, the big Sony ones that cover your ears.
Yeah.
That is very thoughtful.
That is thoughtful.
They're good. They're good gifts. Again, they're things that you're definitely going to use.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with them.
You can't.
No.
A printer.
Oh, fucking hell.
I was a college student, so I get it, but come on. Same person has me in KK this year and is definitely getting me an office chair because I'm working from home.
See, I'd like that.
So would I.
I...
What? How much is your Chris Kindle, though?
Yeah,
a printer?
A printer? Well, a printer's like 60 quid now.
But for a work Chris Kindle?
Yeah, fucking hell, that's a lot.
Like
our work Chris Kindle is 20 quid.
20 quid, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Where the fuck are you working?
Can I work there? It's probably Google.
Google.
Secret Santa in work. A woman takes part every year, but if she doesn't like the person she gets, they're guaranteed to get a cheap or re-gifted present. Does she not like you? 1 year she gave a scarf from Dunn's with a sale tag of €5 on it and told the person she got it as a present and didn't like it. Jesus, she's a woman
she's
who
honest.
Does. Okay. Another year a pair of faux leather gloves. Another year an eyeshadow wheel of Penny's eyeshadows. All broken and in bits and marked down from €15 to €2. She is passive aggressive and she's a queen. That's what she is. Now her limit's 20 euro, but it's a small office, so everybody normally is generous and thoughtful with presents. So this woman was gifting, this woman was getting fab 40 euro gift sets while she was giving out shite.
Oh no.
I mean, but in another way, gas.
Like, you'd laugh at it, you know, like, but it is kind of like, I'm Vis Gerlifer.
Yeah, but I can love it.
Yeah.
I just think, I'm like, do you know what? You do you.
Well, if she clearly didn't like the present she was buying for, that is a bit of gas, like.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. Another one here. Best present. A brown leather baby fat handbag with a gold lining. I was 15 and I was obsessed.
Yeah, that's baby fat. We know how we feel.
Mm.
I love it.
Yeah. My friend's boyfriend bought her a cutlery set the Christmas before they married. And they married.
I'd be happy with that. I've begged.
It depends on, yeah. Well, I mean, the fact that she's writing that in, I feel like the best friend wasn't happy with it.
I've begged for a knife set and no one will get me one.
I'll get you one.
I want a specific one off Amazon.
I was going to say, you know, just do up a wish list and don't buy off it and share it.
But no one will buy. Like, I've had this argument with Tom, with my dad, with my sister. Everyone's like, no, we're not buying you a fucking knife set for Christmas. And I'm like, but I want a knife set. And they're like, no. And Tom, in all fairness, he's like, everything in this gaff gets wrecked. Your dad, it will be fucking chopping down a tree with your cool knife set.
Yeah.
That's very true. And he was like, your sister will probably be buttering toast with like a Wagyu steak knife. Like, that is the kind of way that she would flow. And I was like, yeah, that's very true. But I'm just saying, I just want a good fucking knife set. Nobody will get it from me. And it frustrates me. Every time I have to chop fucking veg, and I've always chopped veg because I won't go near the meat. I hate touching meat.
Yeah.
So I'm the veg queen.
Mm-hmm.
Shit knives.
It does. It makes a big difference.
I'm sorry, it does. But for some reason, no, I'm not allowed.
When you get your own house now, Pearl, you'll be living
the island. When do you see the fucking shit I'll have? You're going to come and you're going to be like, what is that? And I'll be like, yeah. Be like, that's my robot that only serves. That's my robot that only serves Diet Coke. Like, even, and I'll be like, and that's other robots to do other shit. So, I like to buy.
You do. You like to buy.
I like to buy.
Somebody here says a razor. Hint.
I like that. Again, practical. No, lads, the scarf I couldn't use. The razor I can.
I think my sister got a razor 1 year. A Gillette, like,
my sister got me a razor last year and I was really happy with it and it was a surprise gift.
A Venus Gillette kind of thing.
I got a new one and I will say disgusted. It actually fucking whipped the, like, took 3 layers of skin with it and I was like, ooh, too sharp. A little too good.
Bit aggressive.
Ooh, don't like it. Please keep me anonymous, as always, guys. But parents are on two ends of the scale when it comes to Christmas presents. I don't want to sound ungrateful because they've gone above and beyond for me and my siblings. For example, on two occasions I've gotten exotic family holidays, but like the following year they rocked up with a hairdryer which had handbags and lipstick imprinted all over it. Like, sentiment was great because I needed a hairdryer, but sweet Jesus, I didn't need one that was clearly marketed for 10-year-olds when I was in my 20s.
Mm.
We also do a small Chris Kindle every year to open on Christmas Eve to start the festivities, and my dad had me 1 year and he bought me this hat in the Christmas market in Europe somewhere, and to this day I die laughing about how he thought this is a good present. It was nothing short of what you would see on an 80-year-old woman queuing up in the post office on a Friday to collect her pension. Bear in mind, I was 20 at the time. It gets worse though. Another year for Chris Kindle, he had my brother's, but got him an alarm clock. Absolutely hilarious. He was probably around 13, 14 at the time and he was disgusted. Sorry for the long message, but it is such a mixed bag. See, if you set a standard.
Yeah.
This
is the thing. Everything else is shit after that.
And I feel like that's what's after happening with a lot of couple gifts, isn't it? Where it's like, well, last year you bought me whatever. And I was like, last year I was on the drink.
Yeah.
Last year, I was feeling the type of way towards you. This year, I hate you.
Yeah, well, you see, I suppose the longer that you're together and the older that you get as well, the gifts kind of change. So is it that the standard is dropping or is it just that your preferences are different?
I don't know.
A bit of both, like. I mean, 1 year Adam proposed to me on Christmas Eve and another year I'm asking him for a steam mop. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not like... Things change.
People change.
Very true.
A lot. Especially when they move in together.
Yeah, that's very true.
They really stop giving a fuck. They really do. My boyfriend's mum once got me a Technic makeup set.
Oh, the year, Lord.
The year I qualified as a MUA. Upside down emoji face.
but that is, I think that's misjudged.
It's such a mom thing to do. She probably thought she was rapping.
Yeah. Look, we'll forgive her.
It was probably in the case. You know, the little open up case.
Yeah, I was just fucking thinking, lads, Technic fucking hell.
Yeah. Like, ah, bless. God. Ah, we let her away with it.
We will. Ah, nice. Any body glitter in that? Rollerball? No? Rollerball bloody?
Yeah.
No? Probably. Chunky purple?
Earrings every year during my childhood got me ears pierced when I was 25.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Again, just sounds awful.
Who's buying these for you?
Yeah. So bad. Yeah. So bad. My birthday is Stephen's Day. Oh, I hate that.
Oh.
So Godfather thought it would be good to get me Scrabble for Christmas and a Scrabble dictionary for a birthday.
Oh, fuck off.
I'd say he thought he was fucking gassed. Do you know that?
Mm-mm.
I'd say he thought he was like, do you know? Oh, God. I hate when people get gifts that are really for them.
Yeah. I can't think of an example at the moment.
Like a holiday.
Yeah.
But it's kind of more for them. Like, that's who was that angled for?
Yeah.
Who'd you get that one for?
You're bringing us to a United match, are you?
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, Liverpool. Mm. Oh, can't wait to go. I wonder what we're going to do there.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Yeah, very good.
A tin. An empty fucking tin.
Okay.
I bought, I thought it was a joke, but no, I've never gotten over.
I don't blame you. I really don't blame you.
Very weird.
Very strange.
Did it have a nice design on it?
Tell me more about this tin. I like it. I think I was 14 at the time and my parents had put an extension onto the house, so I had to move into a new room. I'm not trying to sound ungrateful. I love the way we're all like, I'm not trying to sound ungrateful, but it was really fucked up what they did. I'm not trying to sound ungrateful because I understand where she was coming from, but my mum decided to get me all my Christmas presents to be room decor themed, which wouldn't be too bad, but at that age I was starting to go into an emo goth phase. I know. And everything she got me was Barbie pink. Pink bed sheets, pink curtains, pink fairy lights for above my bed. And the worst of it all, I've been begging for a puppy and she got me a stuffed teddy version of Paris Hilton's Chihuahua. The thing came mounted on a heart-shaped pillow. I tried my best to hide my disappointment, but I think she knew. Pretty sure I still have that teddy though.
Oh my God. See, your mum was probably trying to get you out. She could see the goth coming in.
She was probably like, no, you are a girly girl.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a girly, girly, girly girl because I don't want you chopping her.
What was the thing called? Funky chick?
Groovy chick.
Groovy chick.
You're a groovy chick.
You're a groovy chick.
You're a groovy chick, my love. Ah, parents.
Here is a stuffed chihuahua.
Yeah, there you go.
My boyfriend's mom. This is actually the same girl that got the Technic set.
Right.
Ah, okay. So she's showing a bit of a thing. Maybe she doesn't like it. Sorry. But my boyfriend's mom got me a rotten white top with frills from the kids section in New Look. I was 20.
I just don't think she's a clue. I don't think she's doing that out of badness. Maybe she is.
Seems a little bit.
Maybe she is.
Like, oh, she's a girl. That's
pretty.
Oh, she's
really, yeah, that's pretty. Oh, that's a lovely little top.
That's pretty.
Again, don't buy me clothes unless I told you. No. Yeah, unless I told you exactly.
Yeah.
Size, shape, style.
Mm-hmm.
Sent you the link. Basically, put your credit details in for
me. Accessories are okay. Or like.
Yeah.
This is a really weird thing. I would have said, don't buy me shoes, but my sister got me a pair of Converse for my birthday and I was fucking
excellent
thrilled.
Present. Excellent present. Fantastic. Very
fantastic.
Good present.
Do you know?
Brilliant present.
Yeah, it's a really good one. Because it's just one of those, deadly basics, but it's a nice basic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. When I was around 18, 19, I was going out with a fella and we both worked in the same retail shop. Oof. For Christmas, he thought it'd be unreal crack to buy me a voucher for the shop we both worked in. Like, he was doubled over laughing when I opened it. I look him back, I should have fucked it at him.
Mm-hmm.
It's still together.
Paper cut with it. A Lecoq Sportif school bag off my ex. I was no longer in school.
I was about to say, lads, Lecoq Sportif school stuff. That went out when I was 9. So.
Lecoq Sport, was that the little crocodile?
No, that's
Lacoste, sorry.
That's actually quite good. Lacoste is a good brand.
Yeah.
Lecoq Sportif is like a like O'Neill's.
Oh no, I can't.
You know,
I
it has
remember
yeah, you know,
it
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, there you go.
A coffee machine and I don't drink coffee. Well, that's just a waste.
That would piss me off. That's like somebody getting me, like, I hate that when it's like, I got you a coffee voucher. You know this bitch doesn't drink hot drinks.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Rude.
Don't do it for me.
So rude. Mm-hmm. When I was 19, 20 and at home for Christmas opening my presents in front of my parents, I opened my present for my friend, but what was it but a battery operated vibrating bullet and nipple clamps.
Nice.
I'm up for a laugh, but I thought it was a step too far, particularly sitting in front of my parents opening it.
Yeah, and that was a bit too far. Like,
did she know?
How did you mean? That she was going to be sitting in front of her parents?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
Okay, so, like, first of all, a really good present, if that's what you like.
Yeah.
I think a great present.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to use it.
Give a sex... Literally, this year, give a sex toy if you're unsure and if you know your friends are into it. But did she know? Because I think I would simply pass away if I opened that in front of my parents.
Yeah. I'd just pretend it was a joke.
I couldn't
just
even...
just like, ha, lol.
I just couldn't even...
Yeah.
I physically, I would want to... Like, I still leave the room if a sex scene comes on.
Do you?
I just can't with my parents.
I'm not that bad. I just pretend it was a joke. Of like, oh yeah, there was a big joke about this during the year.
What kind of joke? I'd be like... No.
I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm just not saying this to my parents. It's a joke, get over.
It's a joke,
and then
I'd
go up and have a fucking great time. This bitch, listen to this.
What?
Best gift ever was getting a horse for Christmas when we were like 13.
Sorry.
She got a horse, she got a pony, she literally got a pony.
Bitch.
Unreal. If you're into it. I'm not into horses, to be honest. I'd be like, what do we do with it?
Yeah, what would you do with your pony?
What would I do with my pony? Look at it.
Let it roam around fingerless.
Ask him why the long face. But like, I'm not into horse riding. I did it once. Legs were in bits. Can't.
Yeah, you have to have shitter legs on you now to ride a pony.
No, I can't. But no, very. If you're into it, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there you go. Mm. I love this. Last year, my boyfriend really upped my present. I've put so much thought into this. You're really gonna like it and use it loads, etc. Now, bear in mind, we're together 11 years. Last year was our 10th Christmas together and I said I wanted a puppy or a ring. Half as a joke and half not. Okay, I want to pause right there for a second.
Okay, pause for effect.
I just don't... I'm all for having a chat about marriage.
Okay.
Because it's an incredible commitment and I don't think enough people talk about it before they get engaged.
Yeah.
I think they're like, surprise! And I'm like, yeah, so that's like a legally binding contract. Fucking hell, yeah. That's a lot. I feel like, honestly, sometimes I'm like, did you think this at all? Do you think, even at all, even a little bit? So I don't know how I feel about asking someone for a ring or being like, it's a ring or a puppy, pick.
Yeah.
It's like when people are like, it's a puppy or a child, pick. And I'm like, are we doing this? Can we not have these conversations in a nicer fashion?
Yeah.
Do you know, in a more kind of like, let's sit down, see where our heads are. I feel like I might want to get married. I feel like I might want a puppy. I feel like I might want a child.
Yeah, the ultimatum kind of thing. Like really that rock pressure. Me. No. I'd be
I think also fucking movies have set everybody up for absolute failure.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this thing also on TikTok the other day and it was like, if you've been with a lad for more than 3 years and he hasn't proposed to you, I'm sorry, he just doesn't see you as a wife. And I was like, well, that is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Yeah.
But then it was American TikTok. And you know, then they're like, oh, yo, if you're not engaged after 2 fucking months, bro, he's not that into you. And you're like, what?
It's like when they talk about the 7-year itch as well, isn't it? It's like, oh, just stop.
Yeah, I'm just like, stop. People generally get more irritating the longer that you're together, do you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, finishing this. Christmas comes and I finish nights. Christmas morning, so half delirious but tired. I call into his house on the way home. He pulls out the presents. My main big one I start opening was this weird black cushion looking thing. Looks like a dog bed, and in my delirious state I start freaking out internally. Then he says, I'm just gonna go get something in the kitchen, and leaves me to it. By the time I've opened it, weird black cushion thing in a plastic packet, no packaging otherwise, he's now back empty handed, no puppy. I ask what this is and where's my puppy, and he says, it's a seat warmer for your car. You loved Breeze, a mate who has a fancy car with a built seat warmer, so much so I got you your own.
Oh,
yikes, Aruni. Side note, I don't like them all that much, but when I'm in her car, it's nice to keep your arse warm. I didn't like them that much that I wanted it to be my main present when I thought I was getting a puppy. 11th Christmas now and still no puppy or ring. Weird black cushion is also still in the packet untouched under the stairs with all other bits of shite. He tries, bless him. He's just useless with presents. Thanks so much. Can't wait to hear this episode.
I think a lot of fellas are useless with presents, that's the thing, but he did, like, you can see where she's coming from. You know,
would you have a chat with him?
What do you mean?
I'm just like, this listener, I really like her. She always, she's a lovely girl.
Yeah.
Would you have a chat, hon? Would you sit down and just be like, okay, cool. So we're 11 years together now. I kind of want to get married.
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Do you, I know it's not for everyone, but I do honestly feel like at this point we've been sold a lie, lads. Like sometimes it's not this like whimsical, oh my god, I cannot believe it. It just came out so out of the blue. Like if Tom proposed in the kitchen tomorrow, it would be a bit of a shock, but I wouldn't really be that fucking shocked.
Yeah.
I would be in the way that I'd be like, whoa, I thought we weren't doing this, but I wouldn't be like,
yeah,
I'd be like, I thought we weren't doing this yet or whatever. Do you know, it wouldn't be, it's not like, if I turn around to my mates and I was like, Tom proposed, they wouldn't be like, oh, quelle surprise. They'd be like, yeah.
You're together a while.
You're together a while now. Like, yeah. it's a big shock if you,
mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I just don't know. Like, we're not celebs.
Yeah, I get you. Now, yeah, I would, like, see, this is the thing. It's, well, and it's hard to know. You don't know what their relationship's like. They probably have talked about it. They haven't talked about it or whatever. But mm-hmm. I do feel like when it comes to Christmas time or special occasions, like, you know, like a holiday or whatever, and then you'll have this kind of like, oh, do you think he'll propose? Do you think he'll do this? Do you think he'll do that? And it's just, it's like, it's all down to this one, expecting him to come up with this all by himself, expecting the surprise. There's been no conversations mm-hmm. around it. All this,
and you're just setting yourself up for a fucking. And this is what I mean. Like, some lads, like, I don't think it has to be this big fucking. It has to be special to you. And yeah. What's special to you? Like, my thing, like, look, you got engaged on Christmas Eve. We've talked about this before. My fucking worst nightmare. Mm-hmm. As I've said, there's around 6 dates a year that I never, ever want to be proposed on. My birthday, Valentine's, Christmas Eve, New Year's fucking Eve, Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Those are, like, my blackout dates. If you proposed to me, I'd say no on those dates just because you did that already. And I'd be like, it's already an occasion. Now you're stealing everyone's fucking thunder.
Okay.
That's what again, my personal feelings. I just hate it. It's just not something I like. But at the same time, I know a lot of people love that.
Yeah.
You know? And I do feel bad because I don't know why we've been fucking led into this belief where it has to be like, and then he got a rocket and it said my name on it. It exploded at exactly midnight, which is weird because we met at exactly midnight in Coppers. You know, I just feel like, we need to, like, not, I don't think you should ever have to lower your expectations, but I'm also kind of like, if you're a go with the flow gal, then be a go with the flow gal. You can't be a go with the flow gal and be like, but where's the ring?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's like me being like, I don't really care if me and Tom get married, but then being like to him, like, so.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd be like, mixed signals, hon. What's.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
I never really understood the where's my ring mentality. And because I'm just not that type. I was in shock when Adam proposed to me because I was just like, what?
Were you?
Yeah. No, that was out of the blue, like.
How many years ago was that?
6 years ago.
Jesus, that was a shock.
Yeah.
How long were you together?
Well, we're together 12 years now, so we've been kind of coming up on 7 years.
Book it out.
Yeah.
But this is what, like, again, this is what I mean for anybody, the listeners here, long-term listeners, or anybody who follows me on my Instagram, would you all be fucking shocked if I put up a ring photo? I don't think you would.
No. You're a wild
guy. Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't be like, oh my God, OMG. Do you know?
Mm-hmm. Best was my stand mixer. Oh, fuck. Is this you?
Oh, what?
Worst was probably the label maker my nan gave me when I was 19.
I like that.
Wouldn't mind a label maker. I love a
label maker.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking
hell. Tea towels from my mother-in-law to go with the constant digs about to go with the constant digs about not keeping the house tidy.
Bitch.
Wow. That's passive aggression right there.
It's kind of something I probably do.
Yeah.
That is probably something I do.
There you go. Look, I could see it. With your glass of wine.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, love. See me absolutely stoicious.
Some tea towels.
You can see me sitting there. You know me, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Age of 60. Like, on the perch of the thing. Oh, I just thought, honey.
Yeah.
Place looking a little, you know. Who's filling me up?
Fucking hell. I can't wait to see you when you're 60.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see me in my 60. Imagine if this is. Do you know what I was only thinking the other day? I've only just hit 30.
Mm.
And this is supposed to be like the decade where you like become like
who
you're going to be. Who am I going to be at 38? Who am I going to be at 40?
Terrifying.
I scare myself.
Worst Christmas gift was from the sister-in-law, a fucking weight loss recipe and exercise book. Subtle.
Jesus.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Jesus, people are cruel.
That's ridiculous, like. An inflatable Zimmer frame from my boyfriend because I was older than him. I hope to God that was a joke present alongside.
I love a joke gift, but like, was that it?
That's a lot. Yeah. That's all she got for Christmas.
I got an inflatable Zimmer frame. Very good. I'd be like, oh, you're so good. Thank you so much. Gift story. My mum bought me an electric toothbrush because she and I are obsessed with Love Island and she thought it would be the perfect present, as this is the same one that they used in the villa. That they thought was there. And I also like electric toothbrushes.
Yeah.
As we know, sponsored by Ruby.
As we know. Brought to you by
She thought she killed it that year and I still won't let her live it down.
That's nice though. No,
it's obviously a good gift if you're into that kind of stuff, but it's just not for me, and her reasoning was just the funniest. Bless her, adore the pod. She also said it was the BMW of toothbrushes. She thought she was I just hate that, where they're looking at you as if
she,
like,
she probably spent over €20 on it. That was the thing. It was probably a rechargeable one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's probably the banger.
The good one,
yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ah, bless her. A very obviously fake Paul's Boutique bag.
No.
I can't deal when people go to the likes of the stalls on Mary Street.
No.
Like, fairy house.
Yeah.
Get obviously fake stuff, whether it be tracksuits, MAC makeup, anything that you can get your fucking hands on, essentially. Bags, belts, hats, stuff like that. I'm just like, whoa. Wow. You really went there, didn't you?
Wow.
You went up to Fairy House, didn't you?
You went to Fairy House and you thought, Christmas shopping. I won't go to the centre this year. I'll go to Fairy House Market.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good space. Really good vibe. When I was in my teens, my aunt gave me €10 coin.
Okay.
Obviously, I couldn't spend it in the shops. It was meant to be an ornament or something, so I threw it into the back of the wardrobe. Absolutely disgusted.
Oh. I wonder what that be.
How much you work with?
A thing, I was going to say,
Be careful.
Best gift was a vinyl player. I just adore it. My partner is the best vinyl player.
I like that.
That's nice, yeah.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that'd be a good gift for Ray. I'll put that in the back of their mind. Yeah. Be good one. He's not getting fucking anymore this year, Jesus.
You can get vintage ones that have, they're on a stand, like they're freestanding. They're really old fashioned one. My granny used to have one. They're lovely, dear.
Cute.
Really nice.
Maybe when he has his own house again, when we all fucking move out.
In 30 years.
In 100 years.
Yeah. Work Chris Kindle. I got a skincare cream specifically for acne prone skin. Bit personal.
Do you have acne prone skin?
See, this is the thing. There's no context there.
Because if someone got me that, I'd be like, okay, cool.
Thanks.
I can't use that.
Yeah.
Because my skin is fucking flawless.
There's certain things that you couldn't get for like a work Chris Kindle. I feel like perfume is a bit too personal.
Perfume's so personal.
Skincare is so personal.
Skincare is really personal. I think you could do well if you got like an ordinary set or like a mask.
If you're like leaning towards masks. Treatment sort of stuff is grand.
Yeah.
But don't go for this fucking Sanctuary, please. Or this Open Glory. Jesus Christ, steer clear.
There is one Sanctuary set that I think you could go for.
What?
It's like the Tiger Balm one, but it's not Tiger Balm. It's the purple one.
Oh, is it the sleep one? Yeah, okay, yeah. Sorry.
And it's for the bones. For the bones, yeah. For the bones. It's to warm the bones off you. So you could go for that because it's supposed to be warming and fabulous.
I feel like candles and shit like that is good for a Christmas.
A candle I can always use.
Yeah.
It's not the most inventive gift, but it is something that I can use. Don't give me like, again, just don't give me shite I'm not going to use.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When my sister was 13, my auntie, who was pure cheap, bought her this Xmas bubble ball from Penny's. Turned out it contained a sexy black G-string.
Wow.
Everyone was mortified when my sister opened it.
Fuck's sake.
Delilah for your auntie.
Yeah, trails for her.
Delilah.
My friend got me a load of makeup last year, all opened and used from TK Maxx. She loves a bargain and thought the gift was great, but I'm sure these products are the reason for COVID because they were weak. They were walking with the dirt.
Oh.
I sent you them.
Yeah.
So TK Maxx is obviously a third party seller. They will go in to whatever fucking factory it is that still has all this shit that never sold in a bargain bin, and they will buy it for a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
You can look up the batch numbers of these and they could be gone off about 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Technic, they sell Technic.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you indeed? You always notice though that the packaging and they're like that, they're just always mucky. The cosmetics and TK Maxx. They're just always manky.
Sometimes you can get a batch and it's a fresh batch.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been touched and you're like, oh, giddy up.
Which still is check the batch numbers.
Absolute rarity, though. Absolute rarity. Yeah. So, yeah, just be careful.
They're always shy.
Yeah, true. My boyfriend, now husband, got me a jacket. It was all the rage at the time, so I was thrilled. Opened it up to discover it was for a 10-year-old instead of a size 10.
Ah.
He was mortified because when he was in the shop and he had picked it out, the woman at the till was making small talk and he continued saying it was for his girlfriend. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Obviously, it didn't fit me. I'll never let him live it down. I say your woman was like, oh my God, do I need to call the guards?
Yeah.
It's for my girlfriend. I'd say she was like, cool.
Nice. Worst one was a manicure cushion with the label from the charity shop still on.
Oh God.
Cushion.
Sorry.
And she has in brackets here, I always have gels on, like 24/7.
Oh, I know. It's like if somebody got me an nail polish thing, I'd be like, do you know the fucking last thing about me?
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking...
It's the top. It's the, well, it's the lack of thought.
The lack of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the lack of it for me. Not being, but my friend last year was given an awful amount of shite from her fella. A wooden box to hold your wine bottle. She doesn't drink wine. Another scarf. But it was a luminous pink. A Metallica t-shirt. And the girl, that's the kind, and this girl is the kind that hates music. And a pack of hair clips from Claire's. She was disgusted and told him to his face. God love him, but he knew well he did everything last minute and hasn't let her down since. Got her amazing presents for her birthday this year.
Yeah.
But just get a fucking voucher. If that's what it's going to be, like, I wouldn't be the most raging. I honestly wouldn't.
Mm.
To get a one for all.
No, yeah, that's the
like,
same.
I'd be a bit like, okay, thoughtless, but then I'd also be like, could have been worse, could have been a scarf. Yeah. You know?
Because Adam said to me for my birthday, like, he just got me kind of basics. Like, you know, perfume, flowers, chocolate, yeah. Stuff like that. And he was just like, oh, I just didn't know what to get you. I was like, Adam, Botox is always a good one.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I was thinking that, like, because this place had it for like 140. And so I was like, yeah, no, it's always just a go-to. If you can't just, yeah. Figure out what else to get me. He was like, all right, Grant. Like, I'm done with, like, don't get me, stop yeah. Getting me teddies. I am 43 years old.
Does he get you teddies?
So, but this is the thing. Yeah. It's because he can't think of what else to get me. He doesn't put... The thought of what to get Jen for her birthday started 24 hours before he was going to see me.
Oh.
So it's just little filler presents, which annoys me.
Yeah, that's what pisses me off.
Because no talk goes into them and it's like, I'm not going to put this on display.
Yeah.
And I'd see it's sweet. It is really sweet. And that's what's pissing me off more because I can't even fucking berate you for it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but I'm not going to put a teddy on my bed.
No.
I'm not going to get... And I'm going to feel fucking terrible throwing these out or giving them to a charity shop because you bought them for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's yeah. Just... I think I should sit him down far enough away from when he's bought me a teddy and just go, listen. And I think I've done it before. That's what annoys me.
You're like, I can't even recall, please, but I feel like I have.
Stop buying me teddy bears.
Yeah.
I'm looking you in the eye, just please give me the fucking respect. I'm not the buying respect. Me a teddy bear.
Just, yeah, no. If I got it, I've only ever received a teddy bear once, and it was a gift for my birthday when I was in Boots, and it was cute because they got it made at the teddy bear factory.
Yeah.
And they got it like fucking christened, and it looked like me. It was a My Little Pony. Like,
oh my God. Because
they do look like me, and or I look like them. And it was cute, but I was like, this is,
Yeah. What am I going to do with
what
it?
What do I do with it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't own. Tom got me a teddy one time, and it was fine because I'm obsessed with slots.
Yes.
Really love them.
He's on the couch, I saw.
Yeah, Carlos. Yeah, and his name's Carlos, and he was named and all that other kind of crack. And I was like, what's this about? And he was like, I know you're obsessed with slots. And that kind of, he actually, that year, he kind of did a few slot things. But like, he's, do you know what? He's really good at cards.
Okay.
He's a fucking animal with the cards. Okay. Really good with cards. I don't know why he got me that teddy. I think he was in the airport and he saw it and he was like, she's really into slots, and then just bought me a sloth teddy. And I was like, that's kind of cute. Like, I suppose at one point in our relationship I should get a teddy off you.
Yay.
Not into them, as we all know. I'm not really a teddy gal.
No. Coming from who used to be the Beanie Baby Queen.
I know. I think that I fucking overdid it.
Yeah.
But he's a cracker at cards.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Really, really good cards. Last year, or sorry, for my 30th, it was that one from Come Down With Me.
Somebody here said to me, somebody here said in the box, sorry, I lost my virginity in the November and my ex said that that was my Xmas present. Would you be fucking able? That was her Christmas present.
I'm actually in shock.
Yeah. Would you be fucking able?
I'm actually...
Shocking.
I'm a little speechless.
Yeah, no.
Holy... Not yeah, great. Yeah, no.
Exactly.
Not yeah. Great. No, though.
Yeah.
Fuck.
This one, worst gift ever, a full set of Christmas tree decorations. I was 25 and I still lived with me mams. Now, that's somebody who didn't fucking think. They just didn't stop and think about her circumstances. They saw them on offer and said, that's what I'll get her.
What?
This is what I mean.
What goes through people's brains?
That's what I fucking mean. Half of them aren't working. They're not firing on all cylinders.
No, it couldn't be. Couldn't be.
Do you want to go for one more DM there and we'll wrap her up?
I have opened, so I suppose we'll.
You've given it the scene.
Oh, you'd be fucking fuming at me. Oh gosh, last Christmas I got a present from a really close family friend. My dad is a godparent to one of their kids, so we've always bought quite good stuff for them and their kids, but we always seem to get fairly generic gifts like bath sets or candles from them. I also like that when people prevail and they're like, you're still going to get something good because I'm a classy bitch and I'm not going to let me down. Last year it was time for the usual present exchange time and I got a separate gift bag from my parents since I have my own house now. Thought it was quite strange of her to give me a separate bag because it's normally the same stuff we get every year. I opened my gift when she left to discover she had put an unboxed cookie jar in the gift bag for me that I knew I had seen on her Christmas counter the year before.
Oh.
Huh. Had a laugh about it with my man later on. Oh, my mam. Sorry, I thought she called him my man and I was like, I'm going to berate you for that. My mam later on, only to find that my mam had actually bought it for them about 3 Christmases before.
Oh, God.
So not only was it a usury gift, but it was originally bought by my own mother.
Jesus.
What a cracker.
Fucking hell, that's a bad one. We'll let you go.
I'm fucking raging because we've so much response. Oh,
there's so many. Well, the Instagram.
It is what it is.
Instagram.
It is what it is.
Thank you so much for listening. Mm-hmm. We hope you have. When is this going to be out? Yeah, it'll be out before Christmas. So we hope you have a good one.
You have
a good Christmas.
Oh yeah, this will be your Christmas week episode.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to this while you're talking into a few shitties.
A few little shy presents.
Have a listen to this if you think it's really bad.
We should set up like some sort of swap. Do you know?
Oh, why don't we? We're sex misgift swapper.
Yeah.
Chit swaps. Because again, half the stuff that people are saying, I'm like, I'd be delighted.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be absolutely over the moon. I'd be delighted.
Just give them all to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice set.
Nice. Again, Merry Christmas. Hope you have a good one. Be safe. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.